What do I read every day? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What do I read every day? I have the opportunity to read things every day and to study things every day and to live a very happy and a very dynamic and a very vital life. And many things come to my attention to read. Many things come to my attention to be concerned with and to bring into my life. And I think to myself, is that what I want in my life? Is that the type of thing I want to have in my world? And I can only answer one thing. No, it isn't. That's not what I want in my world. I do not want in my world something which is not absolutely 100% me. Absolutely 100% me. Absolutely 100% me. If I'm going to read about people who are living in other areas and having problems and people who are doing things that are inharmonious with themselves, people who are doing things that are rascalious, who are not harmonious with the rest of the world, if I want to read about those things, then those are things that I'm going to have in my consciousness. Those are things I'm going to have in my mind. And the more often I read about them, the sooner I begin to accept them as common, and the sooner I begin to accept them as okay, and then I begin to accept them as something I might even consider doing. Now, if I, in my present state of awareness, do not choose to do certain things, and then I do choose to read about them, then I'm endorsing those things, and I'm saying those things are proper in my world. And how silly that is. How silly that is. You don't let a little child do negative things and then try to raise him as a positive child. You don't try to have a family that has no rules and has no program, has no organization for what it's going to do. And then when the family doesn't do anything, you don't say, well, you never do anything. You have no plans. You have no direction. You have no. That's right. The mother, the father, the family are to give direction to the family, to the children. What are the goals of the family? What are the things this family allows? What are the things that this family will approve of? And those are the things that you put into your mind and you concentrate on. Now, a lot has been said over the years by many people who are in mysticism, who are in doing spiritualistic type of things. And they're off on another dimension, off on another climb. And it is exciting. It is exciting to think of what other dimensions of life are there. What other dimensions of beingness are there? What other areas of the world, of the universe, of the infinite, of the all, is there that we could concern ourselves with? My goodness, there's so much going on. There's such a vast amount of. Well, we live, actually, on hundreds and thousands of dimensions of space and time and beingness right now. We are the allness. Now, can you say you're the allness? Okay. If you say you're the allness, then you are living in this awareness of the allness. Now, in your human physical mind, in this brain that we have in our head, do we have the capacity to cogitate living on the allness? And the answer is no. We have the consciousness and the capacity to live in the now. To live right this moment, this one specific, wonderful, beautiful moment, and to live it so fantastically and perfectly now that that's all that matters. If we're going to go dwelling into the areas of extraterrestrial, if we're going to go dwelling in the areas of the spiritualistic type of comet where we have entities and we have various things, well, we can call them anything we want. If we're going to start dwelling in those areas, we're not dwelling in the now. We're not dwelling in the here and the now. Oh, it's fascinating to hold a seance. It's fascinating to go into these other dimensions of time and space through all the media that the mind has the capacity to do. But every moment that we do that, we are not putting our attention on the here and the now. We are not living in the now. Science continually tries to prove to us that there is no space and there is no time. All is here and now. And it points that out to us, and the philosophers say we should live in the here and the now. And whatever, the people who are great thinkers and who are great people who just have great abilities to consider marvelous and wonderful possibilities, they all say the same thing. Live in the here and the now. Now, I've gone through my bookcases many times, and I've cleared out the books that no longer were my philosophy. They no longer were sharing the direction I was going. They may have been a footstep along the way, and they were wonderful footsteps, but they're not where I am any longer. And if I have them around, people are going to think that that is where my footsteps are. I am not against those teachings. I'm not against those philosophical thoughts. I'm not against the great teachers that have been beneficial in my life over the years. I'm not against them whatsoever. But I want to let them go and live in the now. And as I live in the now, I live in the present tense. I read what I am thinking about now. What I'm thinking about now is, I like me, I like me, I like me. What I do is I give myself the energy massage. I take my fingers and lightly go over my entire body. And at every mini inch of it, every tiny segment of it, I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And my body responds back because it's pure energy. And this pure energy that I am is energy in the now. Why do I like to bring about so many confusing aspects of this energy and try to live on so many other areas and then wonder why nothing happens here? Wonder why I still am in a limited state here? I will always be in a limited state as long as I am in a confused state. And I will always be in a confused state if I do not live in the now. The now is the most wonderful, the most positive, the most magnificent state of consciousness that any of us can ever live in. We sometimes keep books and we say, well, let's see, this is an almanac. That has universal information. Well, okay. What year is it? Is it the current year? Well, throw it out. Well, but you know, it's not that old. The new almanac has a lot of that old stuff in it too. Well, that's fine. But stay with the new. Get your latest dictionary. Get your latest everything. Stay in the now. Live in the now. Be in the now. But. We say this to ourselves because we want to sort of puddle around in the negative. We're going to puddle around in the illnesses. I was describing a patient recently to another person, and the person says, nope, I'm not interested in that. You can't tell me anything about it. I know only that they're whole and perfect. I know only that they're fantastic. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that. I don't need to go through those experiences to help that person. That person wants my help by having me live in the now, see them right this minute being whole and perfect, right this minute being dynamic and wonderful and perfect. Well, you see, it's easy for us to jump on things like that. It's easy for us to be so definite and say, no, now, here. And then, on other things, we forget. To be a universal being, we are all in the now. We are living in whatever dimension of time and space we are living, but that's where we're living. And we have chosen to place ourselves in this dimension of time and space right now. We've chosen to be here right now because this is what's important to us. This is where we find our fulfillment. When you say something nice to a person now, they feel good. When you say something bad to a person now, they feel bad. When you say something lovely and uplifting and supportive to a person, then that moment they feel that uplifting, supportive thing. But then if later you say something that's unkind, then at that later time they feel unkind about it. No. It's up to you and up to me to determine whether we really are going to be the masters, whether we're really going to be the true philosopher, the philosopher who lives in the now, the philosopher who lives his own philosophy, who teaches his own philosophy, who has his own philosophy as the ideal philosophy for him to have. I have my philosophy. I teach who and what I am. And my philosophy embraces unconditional love as one of its primary tenets. And so I do my very best to be unconditionally loving at all times. Not to judge other people, not to look at other people. And so when I'm doing that, I say, well, how can I be working in an organization, sort of running a business, and not be judgmental? Well, there's no matter of judgmental. Would you like a cup of rice or would you like a bowl of rice? You're making a decision of what you think that you would enjoy. Now, neither the cup of rice nor the bowl of rice is wrong or right. They merely are portions. Now, you can eat a cup full of the bowl of rice if you wish and eat what you like and leave the rest, or you can eat the whole bowl. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever our choices are that we do right now are the things that are important to us and are the things that are our life. For me, to live in the now, to be 100% in the now, and to be unconditionally loving, means that I make no judgments of anybody. I just say, hey, if that's the decision you have for yourself, go for it, you know. I wouldn't do that myself, but I'm another person. I have these values. I have these values. I have these values. I have these values. Herb, you said that again and again and again. That's right. I have these values. And these values are what I believe. These values are who I am. These values are all that matter. Fantastic? Interesting? Amazing? Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is. Living in the now, living with my values, living in unconditional love. What a glorious, glorious way to be. And this is the way that I direct my life every moment. And I live in a very happy time, in a very happy life, and a very happy body. Know that I love you unconditionally, because I love myself unconditionally, and I love you. I love you. I love you.